I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Defender 7 Saturday Night Broadcast with your host and our second-in-command, our Lieutenant Colonel, or I'm sorry, General. Now he's going to kick my butt for that one. Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers. And I am the General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ornsby. Welcome. Before we get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, with that being said, if you haven't already, check us out on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and our future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. Now, if you get in and you feel it's not for you, you can always leave with no hard feelings. We're not just a group, but we consider ourselves one big extended family. And we treat each other as such. We also have a YouTube channel. We'd appreciate it if you'd hit that subscribe button. We are also on MeWe. If you click on organizations and scroll down to Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. We also have a website. Type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders.com. And on our site, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we receive go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% and only distribute 10%. All 100% goes to our communities. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Every bit counts. Help us to help you and your community. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and give us your opinions, your thoughts, or just to say hello. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, that number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. 7-3. And please help me welcome your host, our Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers. And we also have with us tonight our Major of Wisconsin, Miss Lorna Munson, a.k.a. Slacker.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I did slack today.
You slack every day.
Forever.
Oh, so how's everybody doing?
I'm getting out of here. I'm breaking free.
What do you mean you're free all the time? What are you talking about? You don't work anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Whatever. Not me.
Never have, never will. I'm just jealous of Bobby. Fuck, he doesn't do nothing anyway.
I know.
Bobby never does. Bobby hasn't worked and I couldn't tell you how long. Well, the first question I have on tonight's subject, bug out bags. How do you determine what would make a good bug out bag? Now, you have to consider your height and your weight. And how much are you actually really going to need to survive and put in that bag?
For me, I'm kind of screwed because I'm little. So I got to go with the bare necessities.
Well, that's...
And she
that's
can't
not
cook,
a bad
remember
bag.
That.
Well, then...
What's that?
So you're totally... She'll be totally screwed on survival then.
Yeah, because there's no plug-ins so she can plug in the microwave.
Right. It doesn't matter, microwave or not, she'll still burn it.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
And there sure in hell ain't going to be no quick trips to fucking go to.
I know. I love my quick trips. I'm going to miss them.
Well, and shit hits a fan mode, you ain't going to have to worry about them anymore. They'll be the first thing to get robbed of everything. So one thing, though, that, you know, there's so many different types of backpacks. How do you know which one is the right one for you? Me personally, I have an exterior aluminum framed backpack for backcountry backpacking. Huh?
For old people.
No, trust me. When it's loaded, yeah.
It hooks right up to your walker.
Yeah, hello. The way
I'll shut up now.
No shit, asshole. You're older than me.
You're
the way I see it, just give me a cooler full of beer on top of the hillside with a lot of ammo in my rifle, and believe me, I'll pick them off. I can
that white
shoot.
Claw goes down pretty fast, though.
Wow, that was good. Not. Because I don't drink that shit. But anyway, there is so many different types of backpacks. That's your first thing when making a bug out bag of the decision you have to make. You have to have medication. Number one, what's the first thing you're going to put in a backpack? You know, because
the less usable stuff.
Well, if you put a keg of beer in a backpack, that must be a pony keg. And your choice of survival needs is very fucking low, and you're not going to survive very long.
Why? It's got all the vitamins in it, and it's got barley and hops.
Well, will it clothe you?
If you throw it back up again.
Well, after you drink it all, I guess you really won't give a shit if you're close.
Right.
It'll suck in the wintertime, but hey, you know, to each your own. One thing I will say is you can make a hell of a fireplace out of a pony keg to put inside your shelter. You just need to find and figure out a way to vent the smoke for the flue pipe.
Right.
So what would you say would be the first thing? What would you put in a first item as in a bug out bag, Bobby? What would
Me
be the
personally?
First item? Yeah.
Extra socks.
I'd say clothing.
I know Bobby this, but one thing that brings that we are veterans, we kind of know how to fold clothes to fit in very tight places, all right? And how long, depending on how long, is that you're going to be in a bug-out situation, you could be in there for a year. So you got to have clothes for warmth and also for the heat. Let's face it, right now, it was with the heat index outside here in St. Louis was 101 degrees today. That was with the heat index. That, of course, I was working, so I was inside of a steel plant, and it was a lot hotter than that. So, just saying.
I'm in that situation at my new job now, too.
New job? What are you talking about?
I quit my old job and started a new job. Keep up with the times there, Weathers.
Hey. You probably don't work there neither.
You don't.
Whatever. That's why I'm never on anymore. I don't have time. I only get a 15 and a half hour break.
Oh, wow. Man, that's
tough.
I don't even get
hour.
That. I take breaks when I can. Okay. So that's one thing you got to think about in survival, how long you're going to have to survive. It could be months. It could be years. Knowledge is everything, all right? I'll tell you that right now, hands down. We have stressed this numerous of times on all of our survival shows that we've ever done, our posts that we put out. You have to practice this stuff when you're learning how to do it. Do it in your backyard. Do it. go out camping, take the kids, take your whole family. Each person practice what we teach, fire starting, shelter building, food gathering. You have to learn it all. So, holy cow. Sorry. I'm having to take a different way home because Poplar Street Bridge was at a standstill. One of the things that I always have in my packs, wool clothing. Waterproof, warmth. So wool is always the go-to to have. Second thing, what's the second thing that you put in a survival pack? Probably the most important thing anybody could ever need.
Fire starters?
Nope. A good
medical
knife. A good knife. Three would be fire starter. You can't boil water, can't cook food without having fire starter. If you catch an animal in a snare trap, or the outdoorsman that can shoot a bow or a gun, you can't clean an animal without a knife. You can't cook that animal or the meat without fire. So, three of your basics. Four. I recommend a small tarp. That way, easy to get you out of the rain. If not a tarp, a poncho. Now, I have a tarp also in my pack, but I also have a two-person tent. That's a backpack tent. Small, lightweight, easy to carry. Number four. Does anybody want to take a guess?
Cooking
anyone?
Shit.
Huh?
Your pots and pans or whatever?
Nope.
Damn,
you can always cook on a rock. You can always cook on a rock. Can't boil water on a rock, but you can cook on it.
Morning could burn
would be
on a rock.
Huh?
Morning could burn the food on a rock.
Yeah, probably. Because she'd be trying to build shelter and everything else all at the same time while she's trying to cook and not pay attention to what she's doing. Or she could take the knife in her case and cut herself with it, which in turn, you need the first aid kit. So, or she would just bleed out and not have to worry about it anymore.
Dang, rip on me tonight.
Lorna's just screwed all the way around. I mean, bottom line, no help. No help.
Yeah, but it'd be a fun thing to watch.
I said this today, you know, stupidity plays a big part in everyday life.
What
and
do you
more,
think?
All right. I will not go any farther with that, all right? One thing you have to have is common sense.
You want
to
go in?
What?
I'm sorry.
You want to know if you want
to
go in?
Yeah, I forgot to mute my phone. My dog. I was asking my dog.
Well, I'll tell you one thing there, Mr. Weathers. I might not be a big, never been camping or in that shit, but I can figure it out. I've showed that on different clips.
Well, in your videos of you putting your tent together, you better work on that a little bit more.
The dog did it. She supervised.
And giving in to your dog to go back inside while you're trying to, yeah, that ain't going to work neither. Not in a survival situation. Because you might not have a home to go back to. Just saying.
Well, they're my golden ticket boys. They're little spoils.
Well,
little?
In a survival mode, they better get unspoiled. Just saying.
My one wouldn't even come outside.
Well, leave him inside.
Smart
dog.
I did leave him in.
You know, there's a lot to think about when putting a bug out bag together. Rule of thumb. You do not want to carry a lot of weight. So you want light items because you might have to do a lot of walking. Are you going to be able to carry that much weight? Now, you know, which you also have to be in pretty decent shape. Bobby, you're out on that. Badass.
Shit. You're heavier than I am, fat boy.
Not anymore. Say that right now. Not anymore. I'll bet you my
weight.
Oh,
yeah, you are.
Nope. I've sweated a lot of weight off from work. I am down to 191 pounds.
Ah, I got you beat, dude. I'm 179.
Holy shit. Really?
I'm 96.
Yes.
I'm up to 96.
You both suck.
And I didn't have to sweat it.
I did. I'll admit it. I've got swamp ass right now. I mean, seriously.
How does that happen sitting in an air-conditioned office watching everybody else work?
I tell you what, you come back out here and I'll take you to my job and I'll take you into my shop. Let's see how long you last in that AC, so-called, quote, unquote. Medication you got to think about. If you have to have medication. One good thing, Lorna can contest to this, and I recommend that book to everyone, is plants.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the medications that you get are made from natural plants that probably grow in your areas. I understand there's a lot of, you know, different zones, especially here in America.
I tell you one thing, after the storm took out all the trees, I've got so many different plants around here popping up everywhere, and I took that book that I had gotten, and every one of them are edible.
That's just it. You have to, like like you just said, you have to go out in the field, in the woods, and you have to not only study the book, but you also have to do it out in the wild. Look at these plants in person. You have to go out and look to study this stuff. Anybody, you know, the old saying goes, you know, you can be the smartest freaking book smart person there ever is. But if you don't have common knowledge and common sense, you're just as dumb as a box of rocks. And I've seen it, believe me.
Me too.
So you got to go out and practice everything that we, you know, to try and learn this stuff. You've got to practice it. Back to the bug outs. If you want, they make some great stainless steel or aluminum lightweight camping cook sets. Small, compact. I'm not saying go out and get a four-piece freaking big-ass pot, cups, spoons and forks, because if you have a knife, you can actually make your own forks and spoons out of wood. Whittle them out. A lot of this stuff, like fish, I think, did I post that picture, Bobby, of how we were cooking fish when I was out there in Colorado?
Yes.
Shove it through a stick through them and put them on the open fire.
Yeah.
You don't need a pot and a pan for everything, believe me. Knowledge is the key. It's common sense shit, people. Common sense. What's another item that you would definitely want to have in your bug out bag?
Fishing hook and line.
That's good, but you don't really need fishing line. You don't really need it. There's other ways to do it. How about cordage?
Oh, shit, yeah.
I recommend 750 paracord, 550 paracord. You can take the inner strands and use that as fishing line. You can find cans, beer cans. You can find glass if you know how to, what are they? Oh, shit. I knew my mind was going to draw a blank on that. Flint napping. If you know how to flint nap, you can make hooks out of glass. You can make hooks out of wood, out of bone, from a deer antler. There is so much different stuff that you can actually use. Cordage is probably a number one key. You can use it for everything. Tourniquets in first aid kits. Snare trapping to catch your food. There's just so much stuff that you can use cordage for. Bow drill.
I think I asked this before. Now, there's different numbers like 550 or 750. Now, which is stronger and which is weaker?
750 is a bigger cordage.
So that would be stronger.
So, and the reason why I say that is because there is more strands, inner strands, that makes it stronger. That's why I say 750 paracord, 550 paracord. You can tell the difference. If you go to the store, put the two together, you can see the difference, trust me. So The 750 will hold more weight in total. I have 750 and 550 paracord. Plus, you can break them down and use the inner cords also. I also keep in my boots, that's what I lace up my boots with, is 550 paracord, always. How about an emergency blanket? Would you put that in your first aid kit or your bug out bag?
No.
Yeah, you really don't need it, especially if you have a tarp, because
that's what I was going to say, because it's tarp.
Right. Sleeping bag? Yes or no? Would you put that in a bug out bag?
Not necessarily.
Well, me personally, because each person is different, I have a sleeping bag rated for 30 below zero on my backpack. Like I said, I've got an exterior framed backpack, has the waist, padded waist belt, plus padded shoulder straps. It's high on my back, so I don't feel the weight that's in it. You know, so me personally, I prefer the exterior frame backpack because you can always take the cloth part off the exterior frame. And if you go hunting, you can actually carry an entire deer on the aluminum frame. So that's the reason why I have an exterior framed backpack, bug out bag. I can pack a lot of stuff in that backpack, trust me. I just did it. I was out and in the backcountry of Colorado. So and I recommend at least 2 to 3 layers of clothing. Heavy duty pants, you know, shirt, short sleeve and long sleeve. But I would have wool most definitely in there for the winter months. Because trust me, wool will keep you warm. Even if it's wet, it's a great insulator. Have at least 2 pairs of socks, 2 pairs of underwear. Would you put soap, bars of soap in your backpack?
Oh, yeah, probably.
I would, because personal hygiene, very important in survival. Because if you don't take care of your body will not take care of you. It'll break down, trust me. Then infections for cuts and stuff like that will set in.
See, I'm not a total idiot.
Well, that's debatable, but can anybody else I mean, there is so much different stuff you could put in. You just got to be careful of the weight of your backpack. You don't want to overpack with stuff you really don't need. I mean, think about it. And one thing that I recommend in a bug out bag, all right, one thing, your bug out bag, take a day or two out to the woods, can you stay for any period of time with everything that you have in that pack? A day, 2 days, 3 days, even four. Would you be able to do it?
I think with what I got in there right now, yeah. The only thing I'm lacking in my bag is clothes. But with the stuff I have in mine, I don't have room for clothes because I'm trying to keep the weight down.
Well, it all adds up. Remember that. Bobby, can you think of anything else? I mean, what? Can you think of anything?
You already went through with also first aid kit and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think.
How about a compass? I would definitely have a compass.
Oh, no doubt.
If there's not a lot of maps out there that they sell, unless you're in national parks, how to read a map. You better. That's a big plus, especially on learning how a compass, using a compass on a map that uses your, what do you call those kind of maps like we used in the military, Bobby? Geographical maps.
Geographical.
Yeah. That shows how steep terrain is.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Check.
Hello.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Who are we talking to?
John.
This is Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Hi,
Crap.
Jimmy.
Your voice sounds like John.
Do you have any questions or anything? I was just wondering what when you say defenders of the community, what that means.
As what we do, and what do you mean?
Well, no, because, you know, I've always thought, I kind of always struggle, what does it mean to defend your community? Because I like to think I could defend my community as well. I just don't really know how to go about that, I suppose. I guess I'm calling for advice.
One thing that I would start out with is meet people in your community. That's number one. All right. Two, you know, to defend your community, you need to find like-minded people yourself and train guns and ammo to help each other survive. In survival situations, I mean, it's a wide expansion that we could sit here and discuss all night long. Every show we could discuss different scenarios, you know. Yeah, naturally you're wanting to help out your friends, your family, your neighbors. I know in my community,
I live in a pretty liberal area, and I do have survival training. I'm actually halfway decent. I don't have a whole lot of guns or ammo anymore, but. So I guess that's what would you recommend?
How about a bow? Recurve bow, long bow.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I have weapons. I just don't stockpile them anymore. But it's more for me. It's like more like I live in a liberal area, and all my neighbors are very, very nice. I do get along with them, but what do I do in situations like that? Or what would you recommend? You understand? I'm just asking, like, for your
advice. Right. Okay. So my most experience with liberals are totally opposite of what we think. Okay. They're more into, can I say this nicely? We are, you know, to survive, they're not going to know how to survive. So what's the first thing they're going to do? Them liberals will come after you, your food, your ammunition, your stockpile. How are you going to defend yourself away from that? Can you trust your neighbors with your life? I mean, seriously, these are the kind of questions that you need to ask yourself about people that you surround yourself with.
I understand. Sure, yeah, and maybe the answer is no, but they're still going to be my neighbors, though.
Well,
I mean, unless I move
in a bug out situation, would you take them with you, and would they help you survive?
Yeah, actually, there's one couple that probably would help. Yeah,
okay.
I think there's one couple that actually probably would. Yeah.
So you could trust that couple with your life, also, because that's what it would boil down to.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I never got that metaphysical with them, thinking about it. The reason I say that is because the guy's one hell of a carpenter, and I've never been great at swinging a hammer. And the woman is a seamstress, professional seamstress. And so that's why I was thinking they'd be very useful. I guess I can't say I could trust them with my life, but I never asked myself that before.
Well, and see, in survival modes, when, say, like, we have an EMP. There's no stores, no electric, nothing, including your cars. The first thing that everybody's going to do is go after all the food and water. Okay, so they're going to go door to door, and they will, when it gets desperate enough, people will kill you for what you have.
Oh,
it's a life or death situation.
I don't doubt that for a second.
So when you... I'm a prepper also. I'm also a survivalist. I actually teach survival training out in the woods, shelter building, fire building, food gathering, that sort of stuff. These are the kinds of things that you need to start thinking about now, especially the way the country's going.
Okay.
You know,
do you think that could happen soon? Like something like that could...
Yes, I would start right away. Like romaine noodles, okay? Everybody, I know some people say, yeah, I hate those. But in a survival mode, romaine noodles comes in, they're freeze-dried.
Oh.
All you do is add water, boil them, and then they're done. Put the seasonings in.
Okay.
You know,
ramen. You mean ramen?
Ramen, yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Those are the kinds of things. They're lightweight, easy to store. You can buy them by the box and have, I think, what, 9 or 10 of them per box of different flavors, beef, chicken, whatever. They're lightweight, easy to store. They have a shelf life forever.
I go to the Korean market and buy, and I have hundreds of ramen noodles, hundreds of them.
Right. So there you go. Water purification you would need? How would you purify, if you had to drink out of a river, how would you drink that water? Because I'll tell you right now, if you drink it straight out of the river, it can also kill you. There's Giardia, so many stuff that you've got to, you know.
I'm sorry. My connection isn't great. I really don't want me to cut you off. Sorry. I apologize.
That's all right.
How would you do that long term? Because I have filters, and obviously, you know, for the biologicals, you can boil them, but for the inorganics and the organics, unless you distill it, isn't going to help. So how would you do that long term purification?
Boil water is for long term. That is the fastest and easiest way.
Well, but boiling wouldn't get rid of inorganic organic contaminants unless you distill it. Are you talking about distilling?
No, I'm talking boiling. Boiling the water to boiling temperature for a minimum of 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
It will take all of the contaminants out. Now, you might have some dirt sediment and stuff like that, but guess what? As a veteran myself, I've done it. I've drank it. As a survivalist, I've done it out in the woods. Boiling is the best way to do it. That's the best purification.
So you find if there's like a PCB, because I grew up on the Hudson River, like boiling wouldn't get rid of PCB contamination, but do you find that most of the contaminants in water are biologicals? Is that
right.
Usually what the main concern is?
You know, like LaGiardia, I mean, you're going to have animals, being out in the wild, you're going to have animals shit, piss, everything in that water. You know, what's the best way to purify it? Boil it.
Kill them, yeah. Kill, you know? Kill the biologicals, yeah.
Right. So, yeah. You know, learn your shelter building, as I've said in the past.
That's why I mentioned my neighbor, because he's a carpenter and he could certainly build really well.
Well, hammer and nails is one thing. Are you going to pack those hammer and nails everywhere you go? You see around?
He was a logger. He actually was a logger for many years.
Oh,
he knows
cool.
his way around the woods. Yeah. And then I actually, you know, it's funny because I have neighbors, my other neighbors, he and his husband are both real outdoorsy as well, although I don't get along with them as well anyway. But yeah, the two I met, yeah, he is a carpenter, but yeah, he was a logger for many years. He's a little bit older than me.
Right.
So, but they're very, very liberal though, but they're the outdoorsy anti-government liberal type. They're not the typical Portlandy type.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere then. Because anti-government, yeah, I can probably – that's pretty much what we are, because this government is just screwing us all every way but, you know, the right way. So
– I mean, did you mean that like just the Biden government or like Trump is?
I'm talking government period.
Yeah.
Biden, the Senate. I mean, look.
Do you think it was better during Trump though?
It was, I think. I mean, I tell you what, the stock market was at the highest level it's ever been. The only bad part about Trump's administration, he was surrounded by a bunch of crooks and thieves that did not want to help him in any way, and everybody tried to impeach him.
Yeah, well, they did impeach him. So you don't think the guy you think if Trump gets back into power, you think that will be there won't be as much of a
a threat of everything falling apart?
No, I think the threat is there because there is too many people with high power. And until we can get all of them out, I mean, he's already, if it wasn't for Trump, would you really realize how much, how corrupt that the government actually is?
I don't know. I'm pretty cynical, but I see what you mean.
Well, Biden has been in office for 47 years. Name one good thing that that man has done.
No, I was never a fan. I was never a fan of anyone in the Senate.
Well, I agree with you. I'm just, you know, when I asked that question to these liberals that are all for Biden, most of them, which is the younger generation, where they have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's what they can get for free from the government. Look, I'm 51 years old, and I've worked my ass off my entire life to get everything I've got and the knowledge that I've got. You know, I've had to work for it. Nothing, nobody gave me a damn thing. Not the government.
Yeah.
I don't take handouts. I don't take
No privilege, huh? So
I did
have one other question about like survival. What about hold on one second. Sorry. What about licking one's own asshole? Like, I'm pretty good at licking my own asshole. I'm sure you probably are too. Would that be
what
able to help you?
You're a
whoa.
You're
I'm just asking about licking someone's asshole. Like, can you lick your own
homo.
Asshole?
I knew it.
He's
I
gone.
Knew he
done.
Was a fisher.
Cut him off, Bob.
He's gone.
I knew that was coming as soon as he started talking. Just by the tone of his voice.
He did that before to us a while back.
Yeah. Well, he's never done that to me, but, hey, to each their own. So, you know, you're going to be the idiot that gets shot, not me. All right. Well, look, everybody's got to have their own common sense on when they do shit to survive. Knowing what to pack, you know, lightweight, I would practice everything that you, like I said, go out into the woods. See if you can survive a day or two on just what you pack. You know, that's the best way I could possibly say. Bobby, I am home, brother, and that's pretty much all I got anyway. I pretty much covered everything.
Yeah. Great information as usual, dude.
Well, I mean, that's what I try to do, man. I mean, to teach people, you know, bug out bags, water purification, you know, a human being can actually go quite a few weeks without eating, but you cannot survive without water. So think
I'm
of that also.
I'm used to not eating.
Well, you still need to eat, but you can go longer without food than you can water.
All right.
So, all right, on that note, man, I've got to get my swamp ass in the shower, eat, and I'm going to bed and do it all over again tomorrow. So, I hope I shed some light, and if anybody else has any questions, feel free to message me through Defenders, and I'll be happy to answer anybody's questions. So, on that note, God bless America, and God bless you all, and have a good night.
Thank you, brother.
Good night.
And thank you again for the topic and for going over that. And we'll be getting back into the survival swing of things whenever you're ready.
Hey, that's, you know what, man, I with me, you know, we might want to do that like on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Right.
Would probably be better for me when I'm off work.
Because right. That's what
go
I'm talking
over
about.
A lot more stuff. So
that's what I'm talking about. Do it on a night that you're not working.
Right. Yeah, I have no problem with that. We'll talk. We'll bring it into the board and have a meeting on that. That way, if everybody's on board with it, I'm good with it. So, all right, y'all. Y'all have a good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night, brother. So, what do we talk about now?
I don't know.
This idiot just called back in too. Goodbye.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I just hung up on him. it took me a minute to realize who it was, because I remembered the voice.
Yeah. Yep, that me too. And I'm sitting there listening, and then soon as he started making different kinds of comments, I was waiting for Weathers to snap. And I'm like, oh, here we go. It's on.
Right. But, you know, that's what happens when you're deranged in the head because you're a Biden fan and probably took both of the poison shots and it's messing with his brain because he just called in again.
Oh, wow. What an idiot.
Yep. You get him on here once in a while. You know that.
Yeah. Yep. Can't stay away from stupid.
Nope.
Yeah.
But so you know, and just for those that are listening out there too, is that we have a lot of training videos. Not only on our Facebook national page, but we also have training videos and a really good put together YouTube channel that also has videos.
I still haven't had a chance to get on that.
Yeah, we try to get people to subscribe to it because the more followers we get, helps us out.
Right.
Just like our shows here on Blog Talk, I try to put them out on all the different social media platforms.
Right.
Get the word out. Anybody wanting to know any questions of what we're about and what we do here, all they have to do is call in.
Unless you're somebody like that guy that was just on, don't bother calling in if you're going to pick an argument.
Yeah, I think he's calling from another number, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the air.
Yeah, I thought that guy asked a good question about licking your own asshole. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, kid.
Yeah, he's probably a pedo also.
Oh, yeah.
Since he's into assholes.
Well, you know, I don't have anything against gays, but, you know, because just like Weather said, to each his own, but, you know, they get off on talking about their sexual orientations.
Right. Yeah, I gotta redo my bags, but I'm not doing that until I get down there.
Right.
I don't know. With my size, I'm kind of screwed. I got to go with the very, very bare necessities.
Oh, you'd be surprised, though, once you know, and that's the other thing I should have brought up, is when your adrenaline gets going and you know you got to bug out, you can carry that weight.
Well, look at me in that storm getting back home.
Right.
The adrenaline rush. Oh, my God.
Right. It's,
and it still took me 2.5 hours to get home.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, go ahead.
I think it took me about between the time I left the golf course to home, I think it took me about 5 hours because I had to go down all these different roads because all the trees were down. And, yeah, it was bad. 2 hours of walking, two and a half hours of walking. And where I was at was only about 8 miles from my house. Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. But that's one thing, too, because it was hot, and with me wearing glasses, I couldn't see shit because my glasses kept fogging up because of all the rain on the trees and the branches falling on my glasses, my face. I couldn't see where I was going. And that's what got me to get contacts.
Yeah, that's my next step. I'd like to try contacts. I mean, like I told you the other night, my eyes are bad, but I could actually see and read distance without my glasses on, and I see better at nighttime without them on. But as far as just everyday normal looking at things, and close up, I think I'd do pretty good with contacts.
Yeah, because they make the bifocal ones, and I got those in right now, and I still can't read shit. I'm better off going back to the other ones for farther away, because the bifocal ones, they're actually harder to put in. They're heavier material, so they're floating
right
all over your finger. Yeah, they're a bitch. So I might be going back to my regular setup. As far as reading close up, I can make stuff out okay, but it takes me a while. Unless I have teeters on.
Right. And that's how I knew I had a problem with my eyes, was I started not being able to see the writing on a simple text message.
Right.
Even if I was even trying to, pulling it out and, back and forth to see if it would clear up, then I had to switch straight to a magnifying glass just to read text.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't.
But as far
you wouldn't believe, huh?
No, go ahead.
You wouldn't believe all the different kinds of plants that popped up now. I've never seen half of them that have been growing.
You know, I've been noticing that in this yard. See, I've never had a septic. And we just found out that, that's what we have in the back is the water is the city water, but we also have a septic tank.
So that's you're getting different kinds of plants from that?
Yeah, for some odd reason. I mean, like I said, some of them I know by look, but there's others that I got to definitely get the book out and figure out what they are.
Yeah. My problem is with all these different plants is because some of them, well, you can eat them also, but there, some of them are also medicinal. And I just got to kind of pay attention to what is kind of both. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because some
yeah,
are
because
for bee stings and gas, how do you say that, gastro? I can't say that word.
I know what you're talking about.
Innards.
But, yeah, that's why we push for people to make sure that they look at the plants, because there's plants out there that resemble one that you can eat, but it's not the same because it could wind up poison.
Now, there's one that I'm not too sure about. It almost looked like it's a small sumac, and it's got little tiny, tiny, tiny red berries about the size of a BB. I don't think they're edible, but I don't know what it is.
I forget the name of them. I know what you're talking about, too, because I had them at the old house, and I used some pesticide, not pesticide, weed killer.
Right.
And they never grew back.
Yeah, those popped up all over the place. Still trying to call in?
No, you finally stopped.
Oh. And I learned that you can make coffee out of acorns. The hell, there's a horn honking out in my peacefulness. How rude.
Huh.
That's weird.
But those are the types of things that we need to, when we're doing the survival show again, we need to hit back on is, you know, the plant life. And
right.
Kim did a pretty good job with the two shows she's done so far on the plant life and all that. The hydration
mm-hmm.
and but the biggest thing I like to express is make sure you know the plants, because like I said, there's so many out there that look the same. One's poison, one's not.
Right. Yeah, the book that I have, it's got that's one thing I don't like about the book. It's got pictures of the lookalikes, but it doesn't go into detail of which one they look like.
Sometimes if you snap a picture and you Google it, they usually come up with what exactly it is.
Never tried that.
I'm not really sure how to do it. I don't know if it's you take a picture and you send it to Google, or you go on Google and then you take the picture. I'll have to look into that, because I'm not sure how. But I know a lot of people that use Google like that, because they're like, you know, what spider is this? And they somehow submit the picture and they get an answer on it.
I know you can download a plant app, but most of them, the better ones, you have to pay for. And I'm too cheap. I don't pay for nothing.
No.
No,
because there's more free stuff out there, or free apps out there that'll tell you.
Right. And I got a porcupine out here somewhere. I see bare trees.
Uh-oh.
I know. The dogs. I think they'll leave them alone. The deers are they've been coming right in the yard, and the dogs just lay there.
Yeah, my brother-in-law that passed away, his sister, and my niece's husband, they both live in two different parts of Jersey, but my niece's husband lives like about 30 minutes from where I grew up at. And my brother-in-law's sister, she lives even further past him. And they were showing pictures online on Facebook of how many bucks and even the does that are just walking around their properties.
That's what I was going to say. That's one thing I'm going to miss usually, because I got deers coming up here and porcupines and turkeys.
Oh, you won't miss it. You won't miss
Eagles.
It happens here too.
Huh?
It happens here too.
All right. Better not be kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
If they won't leave my apple tree alone, I'm not going to have no apples left. I won't be here anyway.
Right.
What a beautiful night. Wow. Cooled off. I'm sitting out on the deck. No bugs. So what else you got?
I was actually trying to look up and see if there was anything going on around, but so far nothing.
I'm still in jail. I got 19 days to go.
But I just can't get over how especially like with the stuff going on with Yellowstone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of freaky. That's another reason why I want to get out of here. 'Cause I'm in the target zone, if I can remember what Kim saying.
Yeah, it was I guess what they would call the crest is starting to like lift up, like it's going it's almost close to like a volcano.
Right.
It's almost close to eruption.
Well, it better wait a couple weeks. That would be my luck.
Yeah, it's because I mean, if that does decide to erupt, I mean, it could take out. I know it's going to take out the whole Midwest and all the West Coast,
right.
But it could also affect and take out everything east of it.
Right.
I mean, hell, we're getting the haziness from the fires not only going on out there in the Midwest, but the fires that are going on in Canada too.
I got the Canadian smoke the other day. I couldn't even see across the lake.
Right. But look how far that's traveling. Apparently, it's coming down this way, too.
Yeah, I mean, today.
It's not thick, not down here anyway, but you could tell the haze.
It was thick here. I mean, like I said, my lake ain't huge, but it's not small. You can see the other side of it. But with that smoke, you could not see the other side of it.
Right.
So, yeah. Yep, it's pretty freaky on how stuff works. Don't you wish I was a talker like everybody else?
Right. I was just thinking the same thing about myself. I'm like, you know, I'm thinking we're talking on the phone. No, but it's with everything going on around the country now, it's even crazy. I mean, and then you add to the fact, there's controversy in my eyes about the climate, you know, the climate change.
I know. We've never had this warm of a summer in years. In years.
Right.
Okay, don't give credence, whatever that word is, to the climate change. It's probably HARP. And they've been messing around with the environment and for so much that any environmental problems we have, they created.
Right. Because it's already been, in my opinion, it's already been a proven fact that scientists have already said that there is no climate change.
No. No, there isn't. And, you know, and look at what's going on over in China. All of a sudden they've never had this kind of flooding and everything. It's not natural. It can't be natural. And even taking their climate change into effect, this is not normal.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, the HARP can control the weather. They can make a tsunami.
And the Americans are not the only ones that do it. The Russians do it. The Chinese do it.
Sure.
So, who knows? Maybe there is a climate change, but if there is, it was caused artificially by, you know, they're messing with it.
Right. And, you know, it's just like, you know, in the Bible and even, you know, in Scripture and hearing preachers and stuff saying, you know, God controls the climate.
Yeah.
God controls, you know, what gets destroyed and what doesn't.
Maybe this is just God, you know, trying to, you know, God's fighting back or whatever. I honestly don't know, but I do know that things are, you know, speeding up. I didn't know that about Yellowstone, though.
Yeah, Kim brought it up on the show the other night.
Yeah, must have been before I called in, yeah. The Yellowstone is definitely a good indicator. I know, like when they brought the wolves back to Yellowstone, and it changed the whole ecosystem. So we know that you can affect the ecosystem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they've been playing, again, they've been playing with it for years.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, we'll see what happens, but all we can do is pray and hope and be prepared.
Although I know I better not blow until I get the hell out of here.
Well, I went out and I bought another 5-gallon gas can, made sure that they're full. I've got a full tank, plus I got enough cans for another full tank. I have, you know, tomorrow I'm going to refill my tank on my water tank on my camper, because I shared that video with you. I don't know how accurate it is at the timing, you know, but I'd rather be prepared than not. I mean, so I have, so my water tank is full, so I've got a full gas tank. It's you know, I'm not buying anything that's going to go to waste.
Right. And see, you weren't on earlier when Chris was on because he started the show.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry I missed him, but
no,
my cat.
You're fine. You're fine. I mean, if you want to listen to what he did, listen to the archive of the show. And he put out a lot of good info. But the main thing is, you know, what we try to do on these types of shows is to show people that, yeah, you can survive.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be lugging around a 150-pound backpack to do it.
Right. Yeah, I just took my backpack out. I'm going to redo it. You know, I have two of them, you know, for, you know, depending on the situation. You know, I can take a bigger one. If not, I got to take the smaller one. You know, do I get my car? Can I stay put? You know, so I'm planning for different things, you know, because I've learned a lot from you guys, and I've learned some other stuff from this other group I'm in. And, I'm trying to be as prepared as possible. You know, I've watched the videos. Although I do got to watch them again. I want to make sure the knots I'm still having issues with. You guys, I mean, I'm hoping people are watching the videos that you guys are putting out. I went to the rally today. There was only a couple of dozen of us, but we did, you know, there were people there, and we did, you know, stand on the bridge. We got people to honk horns. There was somebody there from Free PA that took pictures. Once they're posted, I'll share them. I wore my Defender 7 shirt.
Oh, nice.
So there weren't a lot of people. And here's something that's very interesting. It seems that Pennsylvania, or at least the Lancaster nurses and stuff, they're not allowed to go to rallies and stuff. They can lose their jobs. So they're really cutting into people's free speech. So nurses can go out and participate in rallies and protests with BLM and Antifa, but they can't go out and participate in rallies with patriots.
Yeah, they're starting to sound more and more like these idiot squads that are going to go door to door forcing you to take your...
Right. Oh, they're saying they're not doing that. They're just going around to inform people because obviously people don't know about the vaccine. That's why they're not, you know, running to get it.
Oh, whatever. That's a crock of shit. That is blasted on everything. Everything.
Right?
Here.
It's just, yeah. They just don't realize that we don't want it. It's as simple as that. You know, even here's what, you know, people don't seem to understand. Even if there was nothing wrong with the vaccine, even if it was perfectly safe, I have the right to say no.
And I still wouldn't take it.
No, I wouldn't either. Because the disease is nothing. You know, yeah, it's like I got, you know, I don't have to wear a mask in the house because there weren't enough people there. My sister didn't listen to me last night when I told her about it. But, I told my sister, I said, all right, I'm paranoid. We know this. I have issues. And I've never denied the existence of COVID, only the pandemic. Otherwise, why do you think I'm drinking pine needle tea and making quinine? You think I'm doing this because COVID's imaginary? I said, you know, people need to stop assuming that because we don't want the vaccine, that we don't think COVID is real. It's the pandemic that we don't think is real, rather that we know is not real. And we know that the vaccine is more dangerous than the virus.
Right.
You know, we all know people that have had COVID. You know, Kim's had it. You know, John's had it. I'm pretty sure I think I had it last May or June. I had, you know, just, you know, when I think back to, you know, these 2 weeks, you know, with my breathing and my health, you know, the aches and the pains. I didn't have a fever, but I had some of the other symptoms. So, I know it's real, and that's why I'm taking all this crap. I'm just not going to live in fear for the rest of my life. My sister, who is just as much of an activist, if not more so than I am, is not doing anything anymore because she's living in fear of this virus. I'm like, she didn't even want to go to the boardwalk because she's so afraid. And she's vaccinated.
Huh.
I don't, right. You know, that's the thing. You're vaccinated. Oh, yeah, but I could still get it and pass it on to, you know, people who aren't vaccinated. And I'm like, this is not my sister. It's a pod person. You know, it's invasion of the pod people but this is not my sister, you know. This fear, this, you know, she doesn't want to go in crowds or around anybody she doesn't know. I mean, she was the one that did that stuff. Celebrate Down Syndrome, I mean, the conferences, going to D.C., Race for Racism, all these activist crap, that's what she does. And now she stopped. She won't do it anymore because she's afraid to go into the crowd because of this virus.
Yeah, I don't get people like that. I really don't.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, she didn't used to be like this. I don't know what happened. I honestly don't know what happened because when it first started, you know, we were talking about the vaccines and no one was going to get it until after, you know, the 2 or 3 years and the FDA approved it. Because they're experimental drugs. And then all of a sudden, my nephew's cardiologist, now mind you, my nephew's cardiologist is extremely impressed with my nephew because he had open heart surgery as an infant. and has never had any problems, has never had to be on medication. He plays in sports, you know, swimming. He has the constitution of a horse. I mean, he never gets sick, you know, other than maybe a 24-hour bug. God, I wish I was as healthy as him. You know, he hasn't had to have tubes. I mean, because my sister was, like, really a health nut with, you know, things for him. So the cardiologist says, oh, well, if he gets COVID, he's going to really, really suffer, so you need to get him the vaccine. Well, it's a good thing, whatever vaccine, I'm hoping that he got a placebo, since he didn't get that that heart thing, the myofibrosis, whatever the heck it's called. So then, for some reason, that led to her deciding that she and my other nephews and niece were going to get the vaccine so that they could travel. Now, mind you, they don't plan on doing any traveling that that requires getting on a plane for at least 2 years. And even if they were, you still have to wear a mask. So why get the vaccine? I don't understand people. So, but that's my line in the sand. I will not get the vaccine under any circumstances.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like we've always said, you know, they're not helping themselves by pushing this stuff on us.
No.
They're only making things worse by the way that they're talking.
Did you get to hear any of Trump's speech tonight, or are you going to listen to it later?
I'm going to have to listen to it later.
Yeah, I only heard a little bit of it. Like I said, you know, it was very busy tonight, and I wasn't able to call in. And I wasn't able to do the speech. Ugh, it's been a messed up night. But at any rate, I did see a few bits and pieces of it. It looked mostly focused on the election and the numbers and stuff. So supposedly they have more information out there. And somebody said something that the Arizona is actually going to file whatever it is they need to withdraw the votes, the electoral votes.
Right.
So keeping fingers crossed. And Georgia, as we know, is going to do an audit. Well, they're already screwed. Texas, you know, they're trying to get one. And Texas is red. I mean, Texas doesn't matter. You know, we want it, but you know, all these states, even states that, you know, that went red, they want to know what the hell happened.
Right.
Because they're thinking that all states were involved. And here's something with Arizona that just came out. The password for the voting machines hasn't been changed in 2 years. And everybody had access to it.
Ha.
Right. So, and then one of the candidates for the state Secretary of State or whatever got booed off the stage. That was really cold, the way they booed her off. I mean, she literally didn't get to finish talking. She's, you know, her last words were about, "Well, I'm running and I'm going to win the primary," and stormed off the stage. They booed her off. Yeah. So there's a lot going on. And I'm trying to make sure I'm ready. I dehydrated sausages yesterday. The chicken ones came out rubbery. I mean, they taste good, but they're definitely more chewy than the other ones. the pork ones are good. I mean, they're all good. I mean, it's not that they're not good, but definitely different. So I'm having fun with that. I overcooked the broccoli and You know, because you got to blanch certain vegetables. You can do raw. Most of them, though, you got to blanch first. So the broccoli and cauliflower, I completely forgot about it and cooked it just a little too long, but I still tried dehydrating it. So, it's edible, and I can always, like, throw it into some soup or something, some veggies. You know, I'm not going to throw it away. It's still edible, but definitely learned my lesson on that one. Brussels sprouts is one that you don't have to blanch before dehydrating. Same thing with kale, arugula, and spinach.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess because it's a leaf, but when you dehydrate them, they, you know, the leaf, I guess, has enough liquid in it itself, or maybe because it's so thin. I'm not sure why on the Brussels sprouts. It just says that, you know, like you can, like, put them in, like, oil with spices and everything and then dehydrate it, you know, to give it some flavor. You don't need to blanch them. Again, I don't know if it's because they're leaf. Maybe it's because they're you know, still a leafy vegetable. But green beans and broccoli and cauliflower, what else? And green peppers you don't have to blanch either, but you can. It depends. So just really interesting. Tomatoes, you definitely don't do anything. You just slice them and lay them down. Although you do have to be careful not to over dehydrate them because then they get crunchy.
Aren't you supposed to do something with that stuff to keep the bugs, get rid of the bugs? Don't you soak them in salt water or something first?
No. But also, too, after I dehydrate stuff, I put them in a vacuum-packed bag. So, like, for example, garlic, after you dehydrate it, when you store it, do not store it in oil because then that creates some kind of bacteria.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I was looking at different things. I've been having fun with it. I was looking to invest in getting, like, one of those countertop ice maker machines, but they're just not worth the money. They're expensive. They're, like, you know, like $150 to $200, and I'm like, I don't need ice that much. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Oh, the post office is on the fritz again.
The what?
The post office is on the fritz again. It's taking forever to get things. Yeah. We had ordered some stuff, and normally it takes less than a week, you know, to get it. Now it's taking closer to 2 weeks.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I don't. Definitely a lot of flaky stuff going on. Gas is up again. What's gas look like in y'all area?
We're
305 at 279. It's 305 at my cheaper gas station that has the better gas.
Yeah, I'm my cheapest gas. I go to Sunoco, and the cheapest, the 87 is 325. And it was,
wow.
Before I left to go down south, it was 319, so, and then I come back a week later and it's 325.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it went up in a week.
Yeah,
and I know other places.
With the gas numbers.
Yeah, and the thing is people don't, you know, they're still making, with OPEC, you know, that's another thing Trump was talking about, you know, like with Germany, you know, we're paying, you know, to have all these troops over there because they're not really paying us to protect them from Russia, and then they're going to go and sign that deal with Russia to buy their gas. So you don't have the money to pay your troops, you know, or pay us to defend you from Russia, but you got money to give to Russia. you know, and of course Biden, he don't give a shit.
No, he doesn't. Because if they did, they wouldn't be doing all this crap.
Yeah, well, he sold us out to the communists. There's no doubt about that.
Of course.
Do you know, I was listening to this one podcaster, and this guy developed this phone. It's called a Freedom Phone. And he's... he had the inventor or whatever on, and the dude is getting slammed because it's made in China. And it's like, the problem is there's nowhere in the United States that makes cell phones. And it would cost a few billion dollars to put a factory together. Motorola actually looked into opening up a smartphone factory here in the United States, but couldn't afford it. Somebody like Apple could afford it, but why would they when they make more money making them in China? So, you know, so he's like, yeah, eventually I'd like to open up a plant in America, but I'm a startup. Startups can't afford to do that. So, so unfortunately, that's another result from Biden. I mean, you know, if it was Trump in office, you know, Apple wouldn't have a choice. They'd have to open up a factory over here. But instead of, you know, of businesses opening up more factories, they're closing them down again because, you know, taxes are going sky high, and you've got Kamala telling them to open up down in Central America, so that they can stop people coming over the border.
Yeah, that ain't going to stop.
Yeah, we know that. But
not
it'll take
people.
Money out of... It's just... And then, you know, people can come over the south border, criminals and everything, but yet we can't... But yet, if anybody tries to come here from Cuba, they'll be sent back.
Right.
Oh, the
And take care of illegals before you take care of your own people.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
always been the motto.
And try to force the vaccine on American citizens, but just keep letting illegal aliens into the country without getting vaccinated, without getting tested, and they even turn it down if they're, you know, when they're said, well, here, we can give you the vaccine. No, I don't want it. And okay, go ahead, go on into the and they just dropped off, I forget how many young military-aged illegal male migrants in Louisiana. Look for some serious crime picking up in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're dropping them off in the middle of the night in states that are not blue. But, you know, just be prepared. You know, I listen to you guys. I listen to Chris, what he said, you know, different things to do with my bug out bag and, you know, knowing how to do things so that I'll be ready. But
that's the
I'm
key
just
to
keeping
it all.
My
faith. I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's the key to it all is as long as you're prepared.
Yeah. Well, this weekend I'm going to work on my ham radio and my walkie-talkies and get them ready. It's just all I can. I just keep praying that, you know, the good guys are, you know, in charge, and that, you know, that's what's going to happen. Because if the bad guys are the ones that put us where we need to use our stuff, we're fucked.
Oh, I know.
You know, if it's the good guys it's only going to be, you know, a few weeks, maybe a few months until, you know, things get straightened out. But if it's bad guys, I think I got enough ammo. Be prepared to defend yourselves because things are already, you know, I'm hearing that there are already empty shelves all over the place. And when I was driving, have you noticed, Bobby, the lack of trucks on the roads?
Yep.
The lack of what?
Trucks.
Tractor trailers.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been hearing about it, but you don't really, you know, it's really a hard concept. But I've done a lot of driving. I mostly drive at night, especially on 81, you know, back and forth to Tennessee. And I like it because truck drivers, and you constantly see truck drivers, constantly lots of trucks. And at the truck stops, they're always all full. Not this time. I only saw a fraction of the trucks that I usually see.
Right. Yeah, I was just, I just took my daughter down to Myrtle Beach because she's spending till next Saturday with her boyfriend and his family. And I noticed that right off the bat, both ways. I might have counted maybe three trucks.
Huh. I haven't seen that here. You know, well, I don't go very far either. And I don't go the way to my other job. I go a different route, so there's usually never trucks that way.
Right.
I have a different route, I should say.
But even here in Lancaster, because, you know, it's a farming community, and we have the factories, you know, for, you know, like Tyson, you know, packing stuff and everything. So I usually see a lot of tractor trailers in certain areas, and I'm not even seeing them. And, you know, and like I said, when I got back, I never really paid attention, you know, even recently, because like I said, it's not something you always think about. And then, but when I came back from my trip, I did, and I started noticing we don't have a lot of the trucks here that we usually have either. Even the Walmart trucks I'm not seeing as many of.
Right.
And stores are complaining that they're not getting deliveries. I don't know.
I wonder why that is, if it's because the gas is going so crazy or if it's because of non-workers or both.
Well, it's a combination of things. It's the workers, the gas, but also, too, there's a shortage of shipping containers. And so the price for shipping containers has gone sky high because they're all locked up at ports and stuff. You know, ships that have gone aground or the Chinese port was shut down for a while because of COVID. So, So there's a lot of different reasons why. The price is going up, supply is going down.
Well, that
drivers,
that plus,
yeah.
Plus you got a lot of the the shipping containers being turned away.
Right. And not only that, but you also have to remember the truck drivers, you know, depending on the companies they work for, they're telling them they got to get vaccinated, you know, so, you know, like, what, you know, and if you don't, then you're not hiring. you can lose your job. Also, too, they're not training. When they shut everything down during COVID, they weren't training drivers. So as drivers retired, they didn't get replaced. So there's a number of different reasons, and all I know is I'm doing the best I can, and I'm always trying to find good things to think about, happy things.
Yeah, you really have to. I mean, you know, you got to remind yourself that, you know, just because things are happening around us and possibility of losing stuff, you're still alive.
Right.
Why not make the best of it?
Right. And God wins. And my family.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and my family don't always agree with them, but it is what it is. We can only do our best.
That's all we can do. Well, I know we only have 6 minutes left, but might as well end it early.
Yeah. I wish more people would call in.
I really do, too. I mean, we got enough followers. I just don't understand why they don't call in.
I mean, they're listening. They're just not calling in.
Right.
Well, at least we're entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, that we are. Especially when Lorna gets on.
Yeah, you guys got me good this earlier.
Keep me on your toes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm hoping things stay normal so I can go see Three Dog Night.
There you go. All right, people. Well, I appreciate you both being on. And it was a great show from the beginning too, especially. A lot of information put out there. So those of you that are listening, if you didn't catch the beginning, just hit the archive. And I want to say God bless America. God bless our children, our veterans, military, first responders. And God bless the Defender 7. Thank you for being with us. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.